Okay, and now we start the third perek, Perakira, which is the beginning of it anyway, is all about not really cooking on Shabbos, but really the stovetop on Shabbos. And now, this is not an easy perek. It's complicated, a lot of details. We'll do the best we can. So before we start the Mishnah, here's a story. You are allowed to do any action before Shabbos. Any action before Shabbos that the malacha will continue into Shabbos. For example, you can set up a trap before Shabbos. You can light candles before Shabbos, and the candles will burn on Shabbos. You can have your kalim do things before Shabbos. Like we said, you could set up the sprinkler before Shabbos, and it could sprinkle on Shabbos. That's not a problem. Why? Why is that not a problem? Because we don't hold like Beis Shammai that Shvisas Kalim is Usser. We hold Shvisas Kalim is Mutter. So there's no Isser of your Kalim having to rest on Shabbos. Unlike you, unlike even your animals, your Kalim don't have to rest, and they can do work for you on Shabbos. However, when it came to the kitchen, and when it came to food, the Chachamim made a Gzeira. The Chachamim made a Gzeira because people are very interested in what's going on in the kitchen. They're very tumbling about all the food, and they want to make sure it's going to be good. And we're afraid that if we allow the food that was cooked before Shabbos to remain on the fire on Shabbos, you might come and adjust the flame, you'll adjust the fire, you might put it out, you might kindle something, and you're going to lead to a Doraisa. Therefore, without the safeguards that the Mishnah is going to mention, you're not allowed to have the food on the fire before Shabbos. That's, in a nutshell, what this perek is about. Now, one more thing you have to know. Even if something is fully cooked and it was retaken off the fire, really, Me'ikar Adin, you could put it back on the fire on Shabbos. Why? Because we hold that there's no such thing as bishul achar bishul. It's already cooked. So I can't cook it more. It's already cooked. So therefore, since such a thing as bishul achar bishul, really, you take something off the fire that's fully cooked, you can put it back. But the Chachamim were afraid that there are certain places, there are certain instances where this might not be 100% true, and they made a gzeira that in order to return something back to the fire, again, there are certain guidelines that have to be followed. We're going to get to those guidelines, and that's called chazara. Now that we said that little background, we could start the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Kira, an oven. A Kira is an oven that will fit two pots on top of it. So imagine just a box, and on top is two space for two pots. Inside the box is the fire and the coal and whatever was the fuel to light the fire. That's on top was two pots. A Kira. Shehisikuha, it was lit up, it was fired up, bikash with straw, ubigvava. Gvava, Rashi says, is some kind of refuse from the field, some kind of material. The point is, it doesn't last. It doesn't leave any coal. So if you lit up a fire with kash or gvava, no sana lehatavshel. You could put whatever you want on top of this kira on Erev Shabbos, even if it's going to last and linger while Shabbos starts, and it's going to stay there through Shabbos. It's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because what's the chashash? You're going to come metal? There's nothing to meddle with. The minute you light it up, it makes a fire. Good, it's burned, it's vahad, and it. But there's nothing there. There's nothing to kindle. There's nothing to put out. There's nothing to try to move around. You're not going to cause a coal to light up or go out. Nothing there. And therefore, there's not a problem. However, begefes, if you use the refuse of olives or etim or wood, lo yitain, you cannot put something on the fire, even l'chora erev Shabbos, right? And you want it to remain there on Shabbos. Ad shiyigrof means until you either move it to the side. That's what it really means. It means you comb it off to the side. So therefore, same thing. Once it's combed off to the side, there's nothing to meddle with. You're not going to touch anything. Rashi gives a very, very, very difficult pshat. Very difficult. Rashi's Ad Sheyidgrof, Hagachalim, the coals. Mishum, Demosif, Hevel. Because it makes the oven hotter. Rashi seems to be morphing a halacha about hatmana, which we learned a few daf ago on daf, would we learn that? It was on daf Lamed Daled, that there are certain things you're not allowed to use insulated, you're not allowed to insulate food in certain items before Shabbos, because we're afraid you'll come to somehow light a fire or a coal on Shabbos. That has nothing to do with this. Tosfos asks, in the second Tosfos, Lo Yitain, doesn't not show what Rashi's talking about. Again, let's finish the Rashi. Rashi says, "Mishum demosif hevel, the time parishna perikdal el." I said this already. Shema yish yichate bigachalim, because maybe you'll come to move the coals. You'll come to be busy with the coals. You'll extinguish or relight or rekindle, and that's a problem. Tosfos says, "I'm not sure what Rashi is really talking about." And Tosfos, in the second Tosfos, in the bottom two lines, he says, "The kisheena grufa. If you don't do this, asru rabbanon." The Rabbanon de Chananya, the ones who argue on Chananya, which we'll see in a minute, Dilma Asi Lachtuye. Maybe you'll come to cause the kindling to happen. That's a valid chashash. Therefore, you cannot put it on the fire until you either sweep away the coal, oh, back to the Mishnah, oh, achitin esa offer, or you douse the coal with dirt or dust so that it really loses its potency and there's nothing to kindle with, nothing to tumble with, and then you can leave the food there. Says Rashi again, Agabi Gechalim Lechasosam, to cover them, Ulitzaninam, and to cool it off. Cool it off a little bit, there's nothing to tumble with, and therefore you can leave it there. Beishamai Omrin, now it's not 100% clear where Beishamai is coming from, like what possessed him to say this. The Gemara is going to have a dispute about this. Beishamai Omrin, Beishamai says, Bechamin, hot water we're talking about, avalo tavshel, but not tavshel. Ubeishil Omrin, chamin vitavshel. Either one, either hot water or food. Now hot water, there's no difference in the water between if the water's hot and if it's not hot. It's the same water. That's unlike meat. Meat that's raw, you can't eat. Meat that's cooked is geschmack. Water is water. Hot water is okay. Hot water is hot water and cold water is cold water. So Beishamai says only hot water, not food. Beisil says both. Now Beishamai Omrim, Notlin, you could remove it from the fire, Avalo Machzirin, but you can't return it. And Rashi says in the second to last Rashi in the Mishnah, Beishamai, you can't turn on Shabbos, Demechzi Kimavashel. Because it looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. Guy takes food and puts it on the oven on Shabbos. Now, we said before that there's no issue of cooking something already cooked, but nobody knows that. Mechzi kimavashal, says Rashi, and therefore you can't return it to the fire. In a few days from now, we're going to get to the parameters of this specifically. And you can even return it. Now, says the Gemara, Iboilahu, when it says in the Mishnah, Hai lo yitain, right? The third line of the Mishnah says, a kira, an oven that's been heated up, you can't put anything on there, lo yitain, you can't put food there until you do yigrof, until you sweep away the coals so that you won't come to metal. What does that mean, lo yitain, says the Gemara? Lo yachzirhu? Does it really mean you can't return anything to the fire? Avolishos mashin? But you can leave something there before Shabbos. Afal pi she'ena garveinu katum, even though it's not, you didn't do gerufa or ketuma, which is the buzzword for sweeping away and making the fire not so interesting, right? Umani, and if that's true, who's the author of our Mishnah? Chananya, it's Chananya, the Tanya. Chananya Omer, Chananya says, kol shu k'machal ben Jerusoy, as long as food is cooked, k'machal ben Jerusoy, Ben Jerusoy was a bandit who ate on the run. He was either a third or a half cooked. Once it's that cooked, mutar lahashos l'gabei kira, you're allowed to let the food remain on a fire. Af al pi she'ena garuf ve'ena katum, even though there's no garufa and no ketuma, you're still allowed to do that. Why are you allowed to do that? So there's a machlok is why you're allowed to do it. Again, the food has to be cooked at least Michael Ben Jerusoy, which means it's barely edible. It's edible on the run. It's edible in the Shas Hadchak. It's edible if you're a bandit. But it's edible. Once it's edible to that extent, according to Chananya, you can leave it on the fire even though there's no gerufa and there's no ketuma. Why? So there's a machlokas why. The Arzarua and the Yerayim say, because once it's already cooked this level, you're not going to be interested in touching it. You're not going to meddle. Okay, it's good enough. It's cooked enough. I am not going to meddle. It's a understanding that people won't do that, and therefore once it's cooked to that extent, no problem. That's what the Or Zeruah says, the Rush has a slightly different answer. It's almost the same answer. He says, no, well, since it's full, since it's already a little partially cooked and it's already edible, it will become more cooked. So why should you go bother over there? What are you going over there for? So because of those two reasons, says Chananya, once it's partially cooked, cooked Kamaichel Ben Jusai, you're allowed to leave it on the fire, even if it's not Garuf and Katum, which is a big Chiddush. Odilma, or maybe that's not how you read the Mishnah. The Mishnah should be read as follows. Lahashos tanan. Now, what the Mishnah meant to say was lo yitain. What it means is, you can't let it sit there. Vigar v'katum in. Now, if you did grufa ketuma, you can let it sit there. Because since you swept away the coals, you're not going to come metal. Elo lo. And if you didn't do that, you can't. V'kolshkein lahagzir. And for sure, you can't return anything to the fire. Unless it's Guf and Ketuma, right? If that's the case, this Mishnah is not like Chananya. Rather, this Mishnah is like the Rabbanon that require you to have at least Guf and Ketuma. Ask the Ramban, well, maybe the Mishnah is also going like Chananya, and we're talking about a case where it's not even cooked Kamaichel Ben Jusai. And therefore, even Chananya would hold that you have to worry, I have to have Guf and Ketuma, because since it's not even cooked, Kamaichel Ben Jusai, of course you're going to be interested, and of course you're going to go over there and meddle. So the only way out is to move the fire away. So maybe this Mishnah could even be like Chananya. And the Rabban says, no. It says, lo yitain, it says, no sin aleha tavshil. If it's not cooked, Kamaichel Ben Jusai, it's not even a tavshil. It's mamish nothing. You don't call raw meat a tavshil that just needs some work. Nobody calls it that. Yeah, it's 90% cooked, it's 80%, 70%, 60%, 50% cooked. It's cooked, it needs a little work. So therefore, it can't be Chananya. Now, we're going to try to bring a Raya either way, and we're not going to finish this discussion today. Oh, at the end of the day, we might. Toshma. So, Mitikani Trey Babi B'Mishnah. The Mishnah had two stories, two different machlokas in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Number one, Beis Shammai Omer Chaman of Lo Tavshel. Only Chaman, not cooked foods. Beis Hillel Omerim Chamin Utavshel. Beis Hillel said both. That was machlokas number one. Number two, Beis Shammai Omer Notan of Lo Machzirin. You can take it, but you can't return it. Beis Hillel Omer Af Machzirin. You can even return it. Now, the Gemara wanted to know when the first part of the Mishnah was talking about returning it or leaving it there. It's obvious it was leaving it there, because if it's returning it, then the Mishnah repeats itself. If you're telling me that the first part of the Mishnah meant Lishos, Hachi Ketoni, here's how we're going to read the Mishnah. An oven that was lit up with Kash and Gvava, Mashin Alei Tavshel. Then you can leave the food there. Why? Because there's nothing to be interested in, because all the fire is gone. But if it's written with Gefetz and Eitim, Lo Yisha, you cannot leave it there. Why? Because it's too interesting for you. We're afraid you're going to touch the fire. Unless, Aji Yegrof, unless you move and sweep it away, or Jitanes Ofer, you put Afer on there to douse the fire. Umahein Mashin, and what can you leave on the fire? Beishame Omrim Chaman of Lo Tavshel. Beishame says only Chaman not Tavshel. Ubeishil Omrim Chaman Vitav. Both. V'chihechi depligi belishos. Now, the second half of the Mishnah. Just like they argue about leaving it there, pligi nami b'la'achzer. They argue about returning it as well. Beishame omrim notlin avolo machzirin. Once you remove, you can't return it at all. Ubeishil omrim af machzirin. You can even return it. That makes perfect sense. That's a perfect way to read the Mishnah. Eli'i amrit l'achzer tanan. If you're going to read the Mishnah that the first opening sentence of the Mishnah talking about chazara, returning food to the fire, hachi ketoni. You want to read the Mishnah like this? There's only one way to read it. Kir that was heated up with kash and gvava, machzirin alei tavshel. You can return food to the fire. Why can you return it to the fire? Because since it has kash and gvava, you're never going to light it up. Nothing to light up. So you could leave it, return it. Gefetz v'etim lo yachzir, but if it's gefetz and etim, you cannot return it. Achi yigrof, until you do grufa or achi tenefer. Umahein machzirin, and what can you return? Beishame omrim chaman avlo tavshel. Beishame says only hot water. Beis Hillel Omrim Chaman Vitavshel. Both. Beis Shammai Omrim. Now the second half of this Mishnah is repetitive. Beis Shammai Omrim Notlin Avolo Machzirin. You can remove, but you can't return. Beis Hillel Omrim. I'm sorry. Beis Shammai Omrim Notlin. You can put it there Avolo Machzirin, but you can't return it. Beis Hillel Omrim Af Machzirin Hasu Lameli. It's repetitive. So the Gemara says. Now the Gemara says as follows. La'olam Emalach La'Hachzir Tanan. Really. Even though this is a very big dochek, we're going to say the Mishnah is talking about chazara. Much more simple if we said shehiyah. But no, says Rashi, we want to say we're talking about Chazara, right? Look at the top Rashi. V'ilu lishos, but about Shehiya, afal pi she'eno garuf, even though there's no garufa, shari, it's mutter. That's how we're going to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah's only talking about Chazara, but to leave food on the fire before Shabbos, it's all mutter. Says Tosfos, the one line Tosfos right over here, Mishum de Kaimalon, Kichananya, because we hold like Chananya. We hold that if food is cooked, Kamaychel ben Jerusoi, you do not need anything on the blech whatsoever. You don't need anything on the stove whatsoever. I'm sorry. You do not need anything on the stove whatsoever. Kemosha Farish Hashem, like I'm going to explain. The Dachig Lu'uk made Mastizin Kavasei. So we're going to force the Mishnah to be like Chananya, even though the reading of the Mishnah doesn't support that. The simple reading of the Mishnah is that we're talking about Shehiyah. And that's why there's two machlokas, one about Shehiyah, one about Chazara. Now, we don't want to say that. We want to say the Mishnah is talking about Chazara. And when it comes to Shehiyah, there's no issue. We call it Chananya, and you can put Shehiyah, Shehiyah? If the food's cooked, Kamachal Ben Jerusoi, then there's no issue of covering the fire at all. And what we call a blech today at all would not even be necessary. Because once the food's cooked, the lich kibaychel ben jerusai, which most of our food is before Shabbos, you wouldn't need a blech. A blech is the equivalent of guf and ketuma. You wouldn't need one because you hold a chananya. Therefore, we're going to force the Mishnah to say something else. We're going to force the Mishnah to say we're talking about chazara, even though the Mishnah is repetitive. And to make the Mishnah not repetitive, we're going to have to say, to chesuri mechzera, for chesuri mechzera v'achi ketani, I'm on the second line on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, kira shesikua b'kashu gvava, a kira that was lit up with kash and gvava, machzirat ala tavshil. You can always return food to that kind of stove. Why? Because that kind of stove doesn't really have a fire. The fire is all burnt up, there's nothing interesting there, you're not going to meddle, you can return whatever you want. You're not cooking it anyway, there's no cooking after cooking, no gzeras at all. The gefes uva ate him, but if it's gefes and ate him, lo yachzir, you cannot return the food. At shigrof or at shiitin sefer, you got to sweep away the coals. You have to douse the coals. Why? Because it's a gzira. Avolishos, but just to leave it there, mashin afal pisha ena garve ena katum. You can let it sit there as long as it's cooked kamachal ben jerusai without any protection whatsoever, like chananya. Umahein mashin, and what can you leave there? Beishami omrim cham and avolot tavshel. Beishami says only water. Beishil omrim, who we hold like, cham and utavshel, both. And by the way, v'ha'achte chazara d'armilach, and this chazara that I said to you, lav divrei akoli, not everyone agrees to this. Only Beishil agrees to it. Ela mechlokas Beishami Beishil. She Beishami omrim notlin v'lo machzirin. Beishami says, notlin, you can take it off, v'lo machzirin, but you can't return anything. U'Beishil omrim af machzirin. And Beishil says, no, you can even return the food to the fire. You can even return it because, as long as it's Guruf and Ketuma, because we hold Bidat that the Mishnah said. You're allowed to do it, not a problem. Again, Halacha Lamaisa, not really a scope of the Shir. Maybe we'll try on Chalamoy to talk more about exactly the halachic parameters of when this works and when this doesn't work. It's very, very, very complicated. But in a nutshell, Tosfos says we hold like Chananya, which nobody really disputes. The Shulchan Aruch also holds like Chananya. The Ramah, a little bit, is more Machmir, but really we hold like Chananya. And therefore, once the food's cooked, Kamachal Ben Jerusai, you don't even need a Guruf and Ketuma. We will usually have Guruf and Ketuma anyway, could be for other reasons. We'll try to get to that later on. Everybody have a very good day.